I'm Sharon Grant, and I'm beginning with reading excerpts from What Kind of Society Values Property Over Black Lives, an article by Robin D.G. Kelly, a professor of American history at UCLA. Dr. Kelly's article was printed in the June 18, 2020 New York Times and begins with the often asked question in these times of uprising, why are they looting? The article begins, "It's asked every time protests against police violence erupt into civil unrest. We know the answer by now. Poverty, anger, age, rage, and a sense of helplessness. For some, it is a form of political violence. For others, destructive opportunism. But stealing commodities isn't senseless. Given that we are in the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression, looting should not surprise anyone. Let me offer a more productive question instead," Wells goes on to ask. "What is the effect of obsessing over looting? It deflects from the core problem that brought people to the streets, which is that the police keep killing us with impunity. Crime becomes the story, and looting is used as a pretext for expanding the police. Riots, we are told, cause harm by foreclosing constructive solutions. But such rebellions have not only shined a spotlight on American racism, they have also spawned investigations and limited reforms when traditional appeals have failed. At the same time, looting has also been used as a pretext for expanding the police, which is what happened in Baltimore after the 1968 riots. By branding looters a criminal element in Black communities, law enforcement officials could demand bigger budgets. And they were given a boost by President Lyndon Johnson, who increased federal funding for the police as part of his war on poverty. Looter often means Black, as we saw in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, when a photograph of a white couple finding necessities from a grocery store was compared to one of a Black man whose search for similar items was deemed looting. Rarely do we read about the white people who looted during the Watts Rebellion in 65 and in Detroit in 67. Indeed, white people, among them far-right provocateurs, have engaged in looting and destruction of property during the current protests. There is ample video evidence from across the country. There are also videos of Black organizers asking them to stop because the police will, quote, blame that on us. However, as Dr. Wells points out, our country was built on looting, the looting of indigenous lands and African labor. African Americans, in fact, have much more experience being looted than looting. Our bodies were loot. The forced extraction of our labor was loot. Police departments and municipal courts engage in their own form of looting, by issuing and collecting excessive fines and fees from vulnerable communities. A 2017 report by the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights found that, quote, municipalities that rely heavily on revenue from fines and fees have a higher than average percentage of African American and Latino populations, end quote. And cities rely on tax revenues, not only to fund the police, but also to pay the ballooning costs to settle police misconduct cases. Chicago shelled out more than $100 million to settle police misconduct suits in 2018 alone. The hackneyed emphasis on why loot obscures the critical question Black people have been asking for centuries. What kind of society values property over Black life? Should the theft of sneakers and computers, or shattered windows, graffiti or broken locks become our obsession when Black people are being killed before our eyes, when the police are bashing the heads of protesters and tear gassing people during a viral pandemic that can cause respiratory illness? The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. understood the vexed relationship between Black people and property. While his phrase that riots are, quote, language of the unheard, is always trotted out in times like these, he made a more powerful statement in an address to the American Psychological Association about a month after the Detroit Rebellion in 1967. Quote, Alienated from society and knowing that this society cherishes property above people, the looter is shocking it by abusing property rights, he said. The real provocateur of the riots, he argued, was white supremacy. Racism is responsible for the slum conditions that were the breeding grounds of rebellion. He added, if the violations of the law by the white man in the slums over the years were calculated and compared with the lawbreaking of a few days of riots, the hardened criminal would be the white man, unquote. What to do? Dr. King was unequivocal. Full employment and decent housing paid for by defunding the war in Vietnam. Robert Reich, Secretary of Labor under Clinton, asks an even better question in his Facebook Watch video titled, Who's Really Looting America? He states that as hundreds of thousands take to the streets to protest ruthless police killings of Black Americans and centuries of systemic racism, opposers distract from the real looters of America. As he states, the worst looting in America isn't breaking windows at Target or Wells Fargo. It's billions of dollars in wage theft, unjustifiable tax breaks, corporate tax havens, bail bonds, mass incarceration, and crooked Wall Street bankers who have never been accountable to anything but their bottom line. By pitting us against each other, blaming immigrants, blaming liberals, and especially blaming people of color, the Black people in particular, they've divided us and gotten away with it. As Annapurna Kamambati states in a Time magazine article, quote, in addition to the age-old factors and questions about who counts as a looter and what looting means, people are asking themselves whether it's time to ask a new type of question, unquote. This is Sharon Grant for The Old Mole, reading from a series of writings on questions around looting and being looted.